Hello, my name is Jerica, and I'm trying to call from the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
This is she speaking, Janetta Graves.
Okay, ma'am, and how can I help you?
Yes, I tried to sign up for my unemployment, and I did like the weekly thing for jobs. And when I done it on the phone, I don't know what happened, why I didn't, because the phone kept going in and out. And I was going through, answering the questions and stuff, but I don't know what happened, why I didn't get the jobs that I put in. So I got a status of denied letter.
Status of denial letter. Okay. Did it say anything like one of your answers didn't meet a requirement, or did it just say you were disqualified?
It didn't say anything. I got a letter just saying it. So I wanted to talk to you all before I kept, trying to call and do the weekly jobs and answering the questions. So I was just trying to see what was going on, what could I do or what could be done for me to try to continue to start my unemployment.
Okay, ma'am. And could you read that letter to me if you have it?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. It says you are eligible for unemployment compensation for the above period of time, as you did not provide the request documentation of the specific context of your work search. Thus, you did not meet the unemployment compensation work search requirements.
Let me see. So you provide the name of the employers, the dates, and the contact information. So I know they want name, date, and then like I believe it's the outcome or how'd you apply for that job?
Mm-hmm. I did that. I don't know what happened. And then the next week or so, I got a letter of denied.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your social security number? I want to check it.
423-13-6136.
Okay, Ms. Grace, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's main name?
Okay. Date of birth is 9/10/1969. Driver's license number is 597-1234. My mother's maiden name is Mason.
Okay, Ms. Graves. So when I tried to pull up your claim, there's not even an active claim anymore.
Wow.
But yes, ma'am. There's just like no information on it at all.
Oh my God. So can I redo it?
Yes, ma'am. You can file a new claim.
Okay.
And if you do want to look into your old claim to see what's happened, the best way to do that is would be by contacting our inquiry department, which is the 1-800-361. Okay. And just tell me when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That phone number is 1-800 361-4524. And I'll call that number at 5 p.m. today, or I'll call at 4:59 p.m. just to see if you'll be able to get an appointment.
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and do it while I'm on the phone with you, because I've been having problems also doing that. I did that for a whole week trying to get an appointment, and I did it before 5. I did it a little bit after 5. But they would always say that it's full and I couldn't do it. And I mean, I could be like right on the nose of the time and it would always say it's full. I did it for a whole week and I could never get an appointment.
Okay.
So while I have you on the phone, I'd rather go ahead and just do a new one.
Got it. Okay, ma'am. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the five acknowledgement statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
I understand.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years, and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
I understand.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I applied for food stamps, that's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
Repeat that. I didn't understand that.
So it's just asking, did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. And your name is spelled J-E-A-N-E-T-T-A-D-N-G-R-A-V-E-S. Is that right?
That's right.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And could I have a good phone number for you?
It's this number, 251-234-1121.
I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
Black African American.
What is the highest grade completed in school?
12.
Okay. I put it in, 12. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your current address?
703 Carroll Street. It's two words, Bay Minette, Alabama.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes, I do.
And what was your last occupation, your job title?
Nursing assistant.
Got it. Come on. I know they got a habit on you. Okay, there it is. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'm willing to travel even if it's like 50, 75, 100.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$17.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January the 1st, 2023 and, sorry, they didn't change the dates. I'm used to it being January, so it's April the 1st, 2023, and then March the 31st, 2024.
Can you repeat the first part?
Yes, ma'am. So it says, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime? Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to after approved for payments, and there are fees and fee charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I do direct deposit because when I did it the first time, I requested to have a debit card sent, but I never did even receive one of those.
Okay, ma'am.
So I'd rather put it in a checking.
Got it. And may I have your routing number?
Just a second. Routing number 08300108.
Okay, ma'am, and may I have your account number?
305-33-00852.
And could you repeat both of those for me one more time? I just want to make sure I have me right.
Okay. 083-000-108. Account number 305-33-00852.
Okay. So it was 3 zeros in the routing number and then 2 in the account number?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, ma'am. And could I get the name of your last employer, the one you filed the claim for?
Here on the letter, this is what it has. Malbis, M-A-L-B-I-S, A-L-E-F. And then it has double L-C.
Got it. And could I get the phone number for Malbis?
Oh, boy. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to have to look it up, ma'am, because I don't have it on hand. The name of the company is called Seabrook. That's the name that it has on the paperwork when I filed.
Oh. And I'm still here, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay. It has area code 251-810-0883.
Okay, you said 251-810-0883?
No, 251-810-0334.
033, okay. So 251-810-336-334. Oh, got it. Sorry about that. You were going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. And could I get the location for that job, the city?
It's Spanish Fork, Alabama.
And say that for me one more time. Sorry.
Spanish Fork, Alabama is two words.
Spanishport, Alabama.
Spanish, S-P-A-N-I-S-H, and then the word Fort, F-O-R-T.
Okay, ma'am. Spanishport, Alabama. And could I get your start date for that job?
I started somewhere in November of 2023 through August. I mean, through April of 24.
Okay. And could I get your last day working?
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think. I think it was somewhere around the 10th. I'm not for certain what actually date was it. But it was like the early part of April because my daughter got sick. And I got a call that they had to stop flight her to another hospital. And she's very critical. She has a disease.
Got it. So I just put down November. I had to just fill in the date. So I put down November the 5th, 2023 to, you said since it was early April, I just put down April the 10th, 2024. Is that okay mm-hmm. with you, ma'am?
It's okay with me.
Okay. And now it's asking, why are you no longer working?
Because I don't have a job. I mean, I had to resign. They forced me to resign because I couldn't give them when I could come back. She was dying, and I couldn't answer that question.
Got it. And I am sorry to hear that, ma'am. Yeah.
She has an auto blood disease that's not curable. It's treatable, but it's not curable, and they were the only ones to detect it.
Okay.
We was here in my hometown for a month and a week, and they done all they could do to her, you know, for her, and they gave up on her. So that was my next option, was to have her shipped somewhere else.
Got it. Come on. I'm still here, ma'am. Just had to type mm-hmm. it in exactly how it is.
I understand.
could I get the name of your manager at the time or supervisor?
Her name is Ambria Abram. Ambria Abram. Hold on just a moment. Still on the line.
And how do you spell Ambria?
Oh, I had it all written out.
And before they had forced you to resign, it's just asking, what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to resigning? So were you on a leave of absence at that time, ma'am?
No, they don't have anything.
I'm sorry, say that for me one more time. It was going in and out.
No, ma'am, I wasn't on a leave of absence. It just, things just happened all of a sudden, and I was off at that time when it happened. So even asking for that, I don't know what kind of company that is. They don't do that, I guess, because I had just started or whatever, that, you know, I'm not able to do that. I wasn't able to get leave of absence, but no.
Got it.
I got one of my 8 co-workers trying to give me that number. Hold on, just bear with me.
You're okay, ma'am.
Okay. Her number is 0-59-59-35-430.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and now it's asking, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. I don't even think they even have that. Oh, listen, I didn't work long enough to receive that.
Got it. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Now it's asking, so I'm going to read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match your earnings by wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments or fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct. No, you're okay. It says, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We master earnings provide wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments or fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct. Okay. I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification.
Okay.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Earl Skeeb of Ohio, K-Corp, Midwest Petroleum, Recycling for Charities, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Mobile, Gadsden, Hoover, or none of the above?
Prattville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2358 Bellevue Terrace, 307 Vine Street, 4319 4th Avenue South, 914 Dugan Avenue, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
307 Vine Street.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, and it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim? It says you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, and it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Yes.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work if you do claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an accurate certificate application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Where to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. The information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how to claim to determine, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required week certifications. Fear to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause the denial of benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fear to make complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. You can file a week of certification either online or claimant portal. Click file a week of certification button on the home page or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your week of certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Fear to file complete your week of certification as inscripted by 5 p.m. on Friday. Could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week of certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. with a final online by telephone. You'll need to remember your pen. Additional instructions on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Except the worst such requirements are made for the following. After the union members have submitted proof of the standard of the union. Employees want to verify short-term layoff. Claims attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you care for your information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least two potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you go physically claims. You met the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them. But the employer later begins hiring, failure to make and list direct search contacts each week, could result in denial of benefits. For assistance at work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And do you have a pen and paper, Ms. Graves?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you your confirmation number. And that number, okay. That number is 4900-283-05. And that is your full confirmation number. So 4900-283-05.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to give you your PIN number.
Okay.
Your PIN number is 0804.
Okay.
And there's two phone numbers that you need. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line, and you'll call this number starting this Sunday, but you can call anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you can't call on Saturday. And that phone number is 1-800-752-7389. And when you call, they'll ask for your PIN number. So what you had to do is apply for 3 jobs each week. And then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs. And you can either use the Alabama Works, that alabama.gov website, or you can visit a Alabama Career Center. It's just whichever you prefer. And both of those will help with your work searches. So you can apply for jobs anywhere, but they do want you to apply with the Career Center or the Alabama Works website. And it's just so you can update your resume.
Okay, they just dated last year. They just dated, so nothing has changed with the resume. So
oh,
I wouldn't have to update it because they just did it. The Career Center did it.
Okay. And the second number, so this is the number for the inquiry department, and that number is 1-800-361-4524. And you can call this number anytime between Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And that was the last number I had to give you, Mr. Graves. I mean, I'm sorry. Thank you, somebody else, Ms. Graves.
Another question. You need to repeat my job search. You know what the longest time that I have when I get ready to call the 1-800 number for the job. So I have Monday through Friday to call in to do that.
Oh yes, ma'am. So you can call anytime between Sunday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday is just the recommended date, but you have that whole time frame to call.
Okay.
But yes, Ms. Graves, do you have any more questions for me, or are you okay?
I think that'll be all. Do I have to change my PIN number? Is this just a temporary PIN number?
So you.
Do I change it, or do it stay the same when I get ready to call?
It stays the same, 0804, but if you do want to change it, and if you have access to your claimant portal, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to change it. It just stays the same. I was just wondering, did I have because it's been a while since I've done it.
But okay. But no, ma'am, it doesn't change unless you change it.
Okay. Okay. And another thing, could you... So we want to make sure we got the right numbers for my direct deposit.
Mm-hmm. So, like, once we type it in, like, that's the only time we can see that info. We can't go back and check it. It'll just tell us that you do have direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I had, you know, asked you to confirm it with me twice. So it is, I did make sure it was typed in right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And was that all your questions, Ms. Graves, or are you okay?
That's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So what I think you can wait until I get a letter stating what and what, or just keep applying during my job search.
So you'll just continue doing your job searches, and if you do receive another letter, you'll just be like a monetary termination letter.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.